All right. Well, there is not a lot of monogamy on the TV show The Shield or anything else boring. The final season begins tonight on FX. Critic Andrew Wallenstein says The Shield is TV's most underappreciated show.
When you think of the most important TV shows of the past 10 years, no shortage of candidates come to mind. The Sopranos, Lost, American Idol. But I would add The Shield to that list, even though it's never amassed anywhere near the same audience or critical respect. The Shield follows the renegade exploits of Detective Vic Mackey, a crooked L.A. cop who controls the streets through intimidation, violence, theft, and the occasional murder. Oh, and did I mention he's also the show's hero? That's the moral quandary at the heart of The Shield, which isn't about to let Mackey off easy, as you'll hear in this scene with a fellow cop who's turned on him.
Lem was my friend.
He was mine, too.
Lem's gone. I would have spared Lem.
And I stepped up and put Lem down so you could go to bed at night believing that.
I mean, all I was doing was following your game plan, Coach. Get in your truck, drive away. Leave here before I kill you.
The hard-boiled Mackey is played by Michael Chiklis, whose hairless head makes him resemble a turtle so tough he kicked his shell off. In 2003, he became the first cable actor to win an Emmy. The show has gone on to attract incredible talent on both sides of the camera, with David Mamet having directed an episode, and actors Glenn Close and Forrest Whitaker signing on for full seasons. If you thought Whitaker was scary in his Oscar-winning role in The Last King of Scotland, get a gander of him on The Shield.
I planted the evidence in Mackey's house, and I framed a guilty man.
I told you you weren't ready to play at this level.
The truth is, isn't your time yet? The universe will take out its trash when it's ready.
Looks like it already has.
Fantastic as all these actors are, sometimes I think they overshadow the show's real strength, the writing. Creator Sean Ryan has produced a story that doesn't so much unfold as it does hurtle forward. It's also an unapologetically intricate plot, so much so that I can't in good conscience recommend picking up the show fresh with this final 7th season. The characters might as well be speaking in Cantonese. Better to start with season 1 on DVD. Looking back, The Shield was a pioneer program for basic cable. Until it came along, only HBO dared create original series that indulged cable's looser content restrictions. But HBO doesn't have advertisers. It was FX that pushed Madison Avenue's standards. The Shield taught basic cable to beat the broadcasters at their own style of programming by pressing cable's advantage, controversial content. Today, acclaimed cable shows like Mad Men and Saving Grace have gone down that very same path. And for that, they have The Shield to thank.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.